Test 64, Section 2, Question 24. Here we're looking for what is a flaw in the application of the principle. And when we read the principle, it says, if a food has an ingredient that people might take issue with or be upset to discover, then the food should be labeled as containing those ingredients. So if it has something that people would object to, then we need to make sure that we label it with that. And then the application says, Crackly Crisp need not be labeled as containing genetically engineered ingredients. So we don't need to label it, since most consumers of Crackly Crisps would not care if they discovered this fact. So it's saying most people wouldn't care, so they wouldn't be upset. Therefore, we don't need to label it. And when you look at that, that is basically a bad if-then. The principle in the passage says that if it does contain something that people would object to, then you do need to label it. But that doesn't mean that if it doesn't have something that people would object to, you don't need to label it as that. And so that's what we're looking for, is it's basically a bad if-then. So we look at our answer choices, and it says, fails to address the possibility that consumers of a specific food may not be representative of consumers of food in general. Well, we don't really care about consumers of food in general, because the principle simply states consumers of that food or of that product. So we don't really concern ourselves with consumers of food in general, just that product, so that's not our problem. Fails to address the possibility that genetically engineered ingredients in Crackly Crisp have been proven safe for human consumption. Well, it's not about whether or not it's safe. The applicability of the principle basically just comes down to, does it meet the conditions? And in this case, it doesn't. So it's not about whether or not the genetically engineered ingredients have been proven safe. It's whether or not people would be upset to discover that it had them. Implicit makes use of a value judgment that is incompatible with the principle being applied. No, it doesn't really make use of any sort of value judgment. Then D, takes for granted that if most consumers of a product would buy it even if they knew of several ingredients, then they would buy the product even if they knew all the ingredients. And I said, no, it's not really an issue of, that's kind of saying part to whole, so thing. And then confuses a claim that under certain conditions a certain action should be taken with a claim that the action need not be taken in the absence of those conditions. And that's our correct answer, because as we said, the flaw is that the principle just says a condition under which we do need to label, and that doesn't mean that not having that condition means you don't need to label it. There could be other conditions that would lead to the labeling, and therefore E is our correct response.